Welcome back, my friends. Chef and a Fat Man live from Le Cordon Green, the Big Green Egg Culinary Center. I think it's been a great day today already. We got to see Jerry Stone, which we haven't seen Jerry since...
Been a while.
Yeah, Big Green Eggtoberfest. Yep. You know, the Eggtoberfest. And that was an amazing time. So it's been a while. We got caught up. And they are just so supportive. I mean, basically anything we need, they take care of it. They are just amazing. And they have been so good to us over these 14 years and now starting our 15th year. We can't say enough about them. But there are some events coming up. Of course, we can talk about the Eggtoberfest up in the North Georgia Mountains. That's the first one that we really get involved in. Is that not absolutely the bomb for a place to go at that time of the year, mid-May, North Georgia Mountains? Is it?
It's absolutely beautiful.
And the setting.
The setting's gorgeous. And, I mean, and it's great. It's a great group of people. It's not huge. It's not, I mean, it's big, but it's not. So,
I think it's the second biggest to Eggtoberfest.
Yeah, but I mean,
it doesn't feel that way.
It doesn't feel. I mean, it's the way it's spaced out. It's Eggtoberfest is the best. I mean, that's the best event, of course. But this is really a close second. It's right here in our backyard, which is great.
So. And you know, it may be too late to get hotel reservations up there because it's at the North Georgia Mountain Fairgrounds. For those who have not been there, it is an amazing place. I mean. You have a tree-lined canopy of booths going all, permanent booths going all the way down this long, wide corridor where everybody is set up, chefs, cooks, products from all over the place. That's where we met our friends from Corbin, Kentucky. It's just, it's an absolutely to die for, amazingly beautiful place, especially in mid-May, because you've got all the trees, the foliage is all out. And then it's right next to the concert area. And the night of Eggtoberfest this year, Travis Tritt is going to be performing up there.
Awesome.
And my wife is now contemplating whether it's the $45 tickets or the $75. And I tried to discuss with her the beauty of the $45 seat so we could sit with the little people. I'm just saying.
Lovely of you.
Don't be snobby. I know it isn't the... Chicago Symphony, but settle down, okay? But anyway, Chef Eric, it's National Cheese Doodle Day. Maybe in the next segment or two, we'll talk about National Absinthe Day. That's something near and dear to your heart.
It is, absolutely.
And World Salt Awareness Week. Back to the recipe.
All right. So here's what I've got. I've got my beef and my veal that have browned off, both ground beef, ground veal. And I'm not draining any of the fat. I'm going to kind of keep that in place.
Absolutely.
I've mixed in a can of green chilies, mixed in one chopped up chipotle pepper that I minced and then added some of the adobo sauce. So this is going to have a little kick to it. The green chilies I'm using are hot green chilies.
A little kick.
Yeah, it'll have some kick. And then at the very end, I mix in the cheese, and I'm using about a cup and a half to 2 cups of cheese. And then I'm going to take this and put it straight into a springform pan. And scrape all the goodness out of there.
Cast iron, especially for the egg, or just in general for use, there's nothing like it. It's a little more difficult to work with. Obviously, it's heavier, especially when you get into bigger pieces.
I'm also adding in my onions that I'd already sautéed off. And I'll take this, and I'm going to mix it all together in the springform pan so the onions get in there well. This is the point where I would add in the bacon, if you're going to add bacon to this.
Now, will you use strips? Or either or, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I would chop it up, but, okay. but you can certainly use strips. And you want to sort of press this in to the springform pan, almost like you were creating a cake here.
Oh, man, I wish that was a cake. Well, I prefer that to the cake, quite frankly.
Okay, so there is.
Now, what are you doing there besides making noise?
Banging it a little bit so that any air bubbles come out, which is more habit from baking than it is from anything else. But and I really don't know if I need it
to do
that.
So would you call that a true orgeza?
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So, all right.
So, interesting.
Yeah.
I laid one on you, caught him off guard, but that's all right. I just shot my Well, Hispanic conversation piece.
It was interesting. That's good. So anyway, let me get my cutting board back in shape here. And
beautiful knives.
These are great. If you go to chefslifeapparel.com, a guy named Peter Silvano, who's on that site, he creates all this great chef's wear and stuff like that. Uh-huh. And he has these knives from Ergo Chef. And this nakiri is just phenomenal for vegetables.
Oh, is that the Japanese veggie knife?
That is the Japanese veggie knife, exactly right. But he's got full sets of the Ergo Chef knives that you can order. You can also get them on his Facebook page at Peter Silvano and order them from him there. And they take PayPal and all that stuff. It's a good guy and doing a great job with these knives. They're German steel, and the handles, they're full tang handles, but they look like wood.
Yeah.
They're actually a resin. And I've prepped for 4 hours with that nakiri, and it's beautiful.
So it's ergonomically perfect.
Very ergonomic, yeah, hence Ergo Chef,
yeah,
the name of it. So, okay, so I've put that springform pan to the side. I've got my four eggs that I've cracked into a separate bowl. And now we're going to top this off with a few things. We're going to add some salt, first of all, and we'll add a little bit of black pepper. There we go. And now we'll get a whisk.
No one could ever accuse Chef Eric of being a knuckle-dragging chef. Yeah, the knuckle-drag. I thought that was pretty good. Bob definitely got it.
Okay, so I'm whisking just to break up those yolks, the four eggs in there. And now I'm going to take heavy cream. I'm taking a half pint of heavy cream and adding that to the mix. Okay, mix that in.
Now you need some floured chicken and we're ready to go.
Now I'm taking some mayonnaise. And we're going to do
a food group.
About 4.5 ounces of mayonnaise in there. And then we'll beat this till it's a little bit aerated. Creamy, smooth.
My father would say beat it silly. Of course, he was talking about corporal punishment for me, but...
And the way we want to beat these eggs is to build a little bit of air into them so they're not overbeat.
So you're not looking for froth.
Not looking for froth, just a little bit of air. And now I'm going to pour this directly on top of my cheeseburger frittata. Okay. Last thing to do, because the cheese that's in the meat was one thing, but we're going to take a little bit more cheese.
You never enough cheese.
And we're going to put this cheese right on top.
Interesting.
Of the sort of batter that we've got going here. This is the egg part. The frittata part is the eggs, because a frittata is an egg dish.
So you're trying to keep it low-cal, so you're not using bread.
Not using any bread.
Yeah, yeah. If anybody looks at this dish and thinks you're going to lose weight, no.
Well, I mean, if you're on a low-carb diet, well, there is a little heavy cream.
Yeah, a little.
There's that.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and just layer a bunch of this cheese.
There you go.
Top.
Might as well.
I love
cheese.
All right, and then we're going to put this out on the egg for... It's going to take about 20 to 25 minutes or so.
Oh, that's easy.
Absolutely. Now, in the meantime, do you have something you could talk about?
I absolutely do.
Because I got to go get some chicken off the
egg. Well, while you're going to get the chicken... I'm going to talk about some of the most interesting things about what's happened in culinary history at this time of the year. Did you know that Charles Goodnight was born on this day in 1836? Now, does anybody have an idea who Charles Goodnight is? He was the man said to have devised the first chuck wagon. He created the chuck wagon from an army wagon in about the 1850s. It had various shelves and compartments for food, equipment, utensils, and, interestingly enough, medical supplies. So the chuck wagon, the whole concept of the chuck wagon, has been given to Charles Chuck Goodnight. Also, on this day in 1893, now this is much more important for those of us from the north, especially in the Chicago area, where we had a lot of rust in our water, a lot of minerals in our water. Emmett J. Culligan was born on this date in 1893.
Hey, Culligan, man.
That's it. He was the founder of the water treatment company that carries his name. Hey, Culligan, man. And then this one will especially appeal to Chef Eric. In 1910, this famous person was born in Taiwan. He was Momofuku Ando. Momofuku was the founder of Nissin Food Products. Mm-hmm. He invented instant ramen noodles.
Mm-hmm.
All about food, all about fun, all about instant ramen noodles, which I'm sure Chef will have a story about that when we come back.
Yes.
Chef and a Fat Man live from La Cordon Green, the Big Green Egg Culinary Center in Doraville, Georgia, baby.